Now, we come to the third trumpet, verses 10 and 11. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters, and the name of the star is called Wormwood, and the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. Now, I've read that in the Authorized Version. I'm going to read it now in my text. And the third angel blew the trumpet, and a great star burning as a torch fell out of heaven, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of the waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood or Absinthus. And the third part of the waters become wormwood. And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. Now, we're living in a world today where a great deal is being said about pollution, and it's a real problem today. Man seems to have beaten a star to polluting all the waters. Personally, I think that man is going to be forced today to clean up the water of the world if he's going to be able to exist at all. And, you know, self-preservation is considered the first law of nature, and man wants to hang on to this little earth, so he's going to do something about that. But here in the Great Tribulation, the fresh water's polluted, and the drinking water for mankind is contaminated. That is, a third of it is. And those of us that live here in Southern California, we know something of the scarcity of fresh water for drinking and domestic use. It costs in Los Angeles, I am told, somewhere around $100 million just to turn on the spigot to get water. That's what it takes to get the water here to us. And we've had several instances in this country of drought and the difficulty of getting fresh water. That's something that is essential for man and beast. I remember in Dallas, Texas, during the drought of the 50s, the water supply of the city came from man-made lakes, and the lakes dried up. Water supply was exhausted, and it was necessary to get the water from Red River. Now, the oil companies had let drain salt water that had come from their deep wells into Red River. Well, nobody worried about it until they needed the drinking water, and the drinking water was so salty that it was barely possible to drink it. And I know because I was there during that period. And many people traveled to surrounding little towns to get a bottle of water to bring home. Now, these experiences ought to teach man how dependent that he is upon fresh water. And this is a judgment here upon this. And you remember Israel had the experience when they crossed over the Red Sea. They came to Marah, and the waters were bitter there. And Moses was directed to take a tree when cast into the waters, made them sweet. Now here in Revelation, the sweet waters are made bitter by a meteor, a star out of heaven. And somebody says, well, is this a literal star? I see no reason to think otherwise. And the tree that Moses put in, it speaks of the cross of Christ. Now, wormwood is a name here used metaphorically in the Old Testament, according to Vincent, in the following ways. It speaks of the idolatry of Israel. That's found in Deuteronomy 29:18. It speaks of calamity and sorrow. And that is in Jeremiah 9:15 and Lamentations 3:15. And it speaks of false judgment. Amos the prophet in 5:7 did that. He made that clear. Now this star is literal and is a meteor containing poison which contaminates one-third of the earth's fresh water supply. Now the name suggests that this is a judgment upon man for idolatry and injustice. Calamity and sorrow are the natural compensation that's coming upon man because of this judgment.